This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, equality includes violence. Societies have always valued women, but it wasn't until modern times that women were put on a pedestal, even being allowed to choose their own mate. This dispensation quickly morphed into allowing women to have the same rights and opportunities as men, most notably suffrage, voting rights, but without the responsibilities. Society, as measured by its primary goal of reproduction, has been in decline ever since, all due to women abandoning patriarchal values, to be replaced by matriarchal ones, except for the glaring fact that females are not subject to a military draft. Even if women eventually do have to register for the Selective Service, it's highly unlikely any female will ever be drafted, and the ones that enlist are given special treatment and lowered standards as compared to their male counterparts. Biologically, not forcing women onto the battlefield, but instead expecting them to stay home raising children, makes sense. But with almost half of women projected to be alone and childless in less than a decade, politically it won't fly. The push for female equality, which is in essence superiority, will eventually cause pushback by men. The matriarchy must agree to contribute equally to the violence that will result from abandoning the patriarchy.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.